replacing Steve Cunha is Mike Aranzulo. They get some speed out there at first. The new pitcher for Great Falls is left-hander Stuart Strong. Strong, 6'4", 205 pounds out of Manchester, Connecticut. And his record is 0-0 with no saves. His ERA is 3.95. Working in his 20th game, all in short relief. And Carlos Estevez in there. Runners at first and third, one out. First pitch is low, ball one. Todd at third, Aranzulo the pinch runner, is at first base. Trappers lead by a run, but they would love to get another one here. Strong is set, and the 1-0 pitch. Outside, gets under the glove of the catcher, and to second goes Aranzulo. And home is Theron Todd. So another wild pitch. Runners at second and third, one out. And a 2-0 count on Estevez. Now the infield has to move in. Now the decision will be, do they walk Estevez to load him up and at least have a double play possibility and face Rich Mihaljevic, or do you continue pitching? It looks like they'll continue working to him. The infield in all the way around. Strong will work from the windup. And now he steps back off the pitching hill. Salt Lake 3, Great Falls 2, and a conference with the catcher and the pitcher. This inning started with a strikeout, then Theron Todd singled, stole second, moved to third on a wild pitch as Steve Cunha walked. Cunha was replaced by Mike Aranzulo, and Todd Williams, the pitcher, was replaced by Stuart Strong. Strong wild pitches Aranzulo to second. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground to second. He'll come to the plate, the collision, and he's out. Castro gunning down Theron Todd at the plate, and Aranzulo held at second. So Estevez does not get the run in. Todd is gunned down from the second baseman to the catcher for out number two, and that is a big out. And here comes Glenn Hoffman. He wants a right-hander to come in, I bet, to face Rich Mihaljevic. He's been doing the percentage thing all night long. And yes, he will. He'll go again. Six pitchers for the Dodgers tonight. They'll bring the right-hander in to face Mihaljevic. And we're going to take another break. Eighth inning, Trappers by a run. And more coming up after this. The new Dodger pitcher is right-hander Jose Parra. Parra, a starter during the regular season. This will be his first relief appearance. Four wins, six losses, and an ERA of 6.16. Jose Parra, right-hander, to face the right-handed hitting Rich Mihaljevic. Now, the same thing happened, at least a similar thing happened in the sixth inning. There was a lefty out there, and Glenn Hoffman switched to a right-hander to face Mihaljevic with runners at first and third, two outs. And Mihaljevic hit it well, but a liner was caught by the then first baseman, Leroy Williams. This situation, runners at first and second, two outs for Mihaljevic. Mihaljevic 0 for 3. Jose Parra, pitcher number 6 on the night for the Dodgers. It's been a percentage move every single time for Glenn Hoffman. Two aboard, two outs. Trappers lead by a run. Bottom of the eighth inning. Parra from the belt. The first pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Jose Parra stands only 5'11", weighs 160, out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. He's 18 years old. The hits are even at 7. The Trappers lead at 3-2. Here's the 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2. Trappers had him at first and third, one out. But Carlos Estevez, with the infield in, grounded to one, made the perfect throw to the plate to gun down Theron Todd. Now the infield just looking for that final out. Two strikes on Mihaljevic. The set by Parra, the pitch. And it's outside with a fastball, 1-2. Trappers a run in the third and two in the sixth. The Dodgers picked up their two in the fourth. Aranzulo at second. Estevez at first. And a 1-2 count on Mihaljevic. The set The kick, the pitch, and it's low and inside. 2-2. Dodgers have used half of their pitching staff tonight. Six different men going out there. Farnsworth started, and he worked five strong innings, but Hoffman might have removed him a little bit too soon after giving up a single to start the sixth. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. In the eighth for Salt Lake, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left. We're heading to the ninth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Great Falls 2. Here we go, Trapper fans. Hold on to your seats. Ninth inning, the Trappers have a 3-2 lead, and we've got a pinch hitter for Henry Blanco. It'll be Javier Puchalas. Puchalas, the left-hander, with a 360 batting average, no home runs, 15 RBIs. He's a speedster. And John Gilligan with the first pitch to him. Bouncer back to Gilly. He's got it. Throws to first. One pitch, one out, ninth inning. Boy, he hit it like a shot on one hop. And the Gilligan got the glove on it. Here's Tito Landrum. Salt Lake, three runs, seven hits, two errors. Great Falls, two runs, seven hits, no errors. One out in the ninth. Landrum, one out of three. He doubled back in the third. Gilligan trying to save it for Mark Stevens. Gilly has struck out four, and he's only allowed one runner on a walk. And the pitch outside. If the Trappers hold, we'll play the deciding game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Here's the windup. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of the changeup. 1-1. Stevens tonight worked 6 2/3, 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 was earned. He struck out 9 and walked 3. Gilly has been in since 2 outs in the 7th. Strike called, 1-2. Waiting on deck is Eric Zamarki. John Gilligan from Billings, Montana. That's the windup. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's dropped by Rolls. He'll pick it up. So to first, and they complete the putout. The Trappers are an out away from sending it to a third and final game tomorrow night. It'll be between John Gilligan and a pinch hitter. It's going to be Jay Kirkpatrick, a left-handed swinger, to bat for Zamarki. So Kirkpatrick is all that stands between Salt Lake and a chance for a game number 3. And here comes my talk to Gilligan. And talk strategy. Talk about how to pitch to Jay Kirkpatrick. Trappers do have action in the bullpen. But it's a right-hander. It's Dan Firmenich. This is just a talk about how they want to pitch to the left-handed hitter. Kirkpatrick, a 321 average. He has two home runs and 26 runs batted in. Salt Lake 3, Great Falls 2. Trappers score the tying and go-ahead runs in the sixth inning on a two-run double by Theron Todd. Gilligan has sat down the last six men in a row. Two outs, bases empty. The pitch on the way. Swing and a foul ball up into the left stand. Strike one. The attendance tonight, 2,485, 2,485, and they're all still here, hoping the Trappers can get the final out. Here's the windup. The 0-1 pitch. Strike on the corner, 0-2. One strike away from victory. And to tie the series at a game apiece, the crowd is standing. They're standing and rooting for a third strike. Gilligan, no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The Trappers win. The Salt Lake Trappers have forced a third and deciding game in the Pioneer League Series. John Gilligan getting the save for Mark Stevens. And we're going to be back on tomorrow night. In the ninth for Great Falls, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The final score. The Salt Lake Trappers 3, the Great Falls Dodgers 2, and I'll be back with a wrap after this. Kurt Wilson back at a happy Dirk Field where the Trappers have defeated Great Falls tonight, 3-2. Some great relief pitching from John Gilligan. He worked 2 3 to pick up the save. No hits, no runs. He struck out 6, including Jay Kirkpatrick to wind up the ball game. The win goes to the starter, Mark Stevens. He worked 6 2/3, striking out 9 and allowing 7 hits. And the loss goes to the second of 6 Dodger pitchers, Nelson Castro. Final line score, Salt Lake 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Great Falls 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The Trappers and Dodgers tied at 1 will play the deciding game of the championship series tomorrow night right here on Call 910, beginning with the pregame at 6:50 and the game time at 7 o'clock. Keep it tuned, though. I've got the scoreboard show coming up next right here on Call 910.
You've been listening to Salt Lake Trappers Baseball on Call 910. Stay tuned for the scoreboard show coming your way next, right here on Call 910. It's time now for the scoreboard show on Call 910. With a look at the Major League and Pioneer League scoreboard and a recap of tonight's Trappers game, let's go back out to the ballpark with the voice of the Salt Lake Trappers, Kurt Wilson.
Well, for the first time in 2 seasons in a championship series, the Trappers have defeated Great Falls tonight. They nipped them 3-2, and we'll play a third and deciding game right here tomorrow night with the winner capturing the championship of the Pioneer League. A check of the scoreboard in the big leagues. The American League this afternoon, Toronto picked up a run on the 12th inning to nip Baltimore 5-4. Randy Tomlin picked up the win. Greg Olson, the curveballer, was the loser. Baltimore, a home run from Leo Gomez, is 13th. And Kelly Gruber belted one for Toronto, his 15th of the year. Scott Erickson got his 17th win as Minnesota beat Cleveland 9-3. Rich Aguilera came on to save his 37th. And Shane Mack of Minnesota crunched a grand slam home run, his 17th round tripper of the year. California nipped Milwaukee 7-6. Jim Abbott picking up win number 15, with Brian Harvey saving his 34th. 7-6, the Angels over the Brewers. Texas over New York tonight, 7-2. Chicago's Greg Hibbard got the win as the White Sox beat Kansas City 5-1. And Detroit stays pace with Toronto as Bill Gullickson picked up his 17th win and the Tigers blasted Seattle 12-5. Home runs for Detroit, Phillips is 16th, Whitaker is 21st, and Cecil Fielder another one. He has 37 on the year. In the National League today, Montreal nipped Atlanta 4-3. Bill Sampson getting the win, and Tom Glavine taking the loss to drop to 17-9. Andres Galarraga for Montreal hit his 6th home run of the year. The shutout of New York, 3-0. Bowen, the rookie, with his 4th win. Frank Viola, the left-hander, dropped to 12-13 with the loss. Pittsburgh got a 9-8 win over San Francisco. Stan Belinda out of the pen for the win. San Francisco in a losing cause, getting home runs from Matt Williams and Kevin Mitchell. Williams number 27, Mitchell his 26th. Philadelphia over Cincinnati 8-5, Mulholland his 13th win. And the Phils getting home runs from Murphy his 17th and Dickie Thon number 8. In the 8th inning, Chicago leads San Diego 6-5. And in the 3rd, it's St. Louis 2, Los Angeles 1. Here at Dirks, the Trappers stay alive for yet another day. 3-2 over Great Falls. I'll be back to tell you all about it when the scoreboard show continues on Call 910. Kurt Wilson back at Dirks Field, the second game of the Pioneer League Championship Series tonight. The Trappers had to win to force a third game. Trappers got on the board in the 3rd inning on a solo home run by Benny Castillo with 2 outs off the starter Ross Farnsworth to make it 1-0 Salt Lake. Meanwhile, Mark Stevens had a double play ball in the 1st, set him down in order in the 2nd, got out of a 1st and 2nd situation in the 3rd, but in the 4th inning, the Dodgers broke through. Willis Oteniez led off with a single. Frank Smith then grounded one towards short slowly, and the Trappers tried to turn 2. Stephan got the force at 2nd. Ortega's throw to 1st just missed, getting Frank Smith, and that would be a big play in the inning, because Stevens would then throw wild on a pickoff attempt at 1st, sending Smith to 2nd, and he would score on a Leroy Williams RBI single to make it a 1-1 ball game. And then he moved to second on the throw to the plate as they tried to get Smith. And then when Huckabee flied out for the second out, then Henry Blanco came up and ripped a single to drive in a run, and the Dodgers had a 2-1 lead. The Trappers wouldn't give up. They were struggling against the starter, Farnsworth. He set them down in order in the fourth, in the fifth, but then in the sixth, the league's leading RBI and home run man, Rick Hertensteiner, led off the single. Glenn Hoffman, the Dodgers manager, decided to go with the percentages and bring a right-hander in to face Benny Castillo. So Farnsworth, who allowed just three hits, was yanked from the game. Nelson Castro came on. He hit Benny Castillo, putting runners at first and second. David Rolls then lined out on a soft liner to the shortstop, so one out, runners at first and second. Theron Todd at the plate. The count went 3-2. He fouled off three or four good Nelson Castro pitches before he lined one into right center field for a two-run double, and the Trappers regained the lead 3-2. Steve Cunha had an infield single to put runners at first and third, one out, but then on came the lefty Cam Aronetz to strike out Carlos Estevez, and then a right-hander came in, Todd Williams, to face Rich Mihaljevic. He got him on a liner to first, and it kept it a one-run ball game. Meanwhile, the Dodgers came up. In the sixth inning, they stranded two. In the seventh, Mark Stevens struck out the first two, and then Patrick Reed doubled, and then the Trappers had to decide whether to go to the bullpen. Nick Belmonte decided to go to John Gilligan, the right-hander. So Stevens left, Gilly came on, he walked Juan Castro, but then he struck out Willis Oteñez to end the 3-2 Trappers heading to the seventh. The Trappers threatened in the bottom of the inning, getting a couple of runners aboard, but a double play ball got the Dodgers out of the seventh. In the eighth, Gilligan struck out the side. Bottom of the eighth for Salt Lake, they threatened again, but a runner was cut down at the plate on a grounder with the infield in, and Theron Todd was buried at the plate by a great throw from the second baseman, so the Trappers were empty in the eighth. But in the ninth inning, Gilligan got a grounder back to him from the pinch hitter Pujales, struck out Landrum, and then he faced the pinch hitter Jay Kirkpatrick, who swung on a third strike, and the Trappers will stay alive and have a chance at the championship tomorrow night here at Dierks Field. A final line score tonight, Salt Lake 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. The Trappers stranded 8 men on the bases. Great Falls, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and the Dodgers left 7. The winner, Mark Stevens. He worked 6 2/3, allowing 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 was earned. He walked 3 and struck out 9. John Gilligan, the save, 2 1/3, no hits, no runs, striking out 6, and a walking 1. The Dodgers went through 6 pitchers tonight. The loser was the second pitcher, Nelson Castro. He gave up 1 run on 2 hits in 1/3 of an inning. Ross Farnsworth gave up just 3 hits through 5 innings, but 2 runs were charged to him as he struck out 2 and walked 1. Cam Aronetz, Todd Williams, Stu Strong, and Jose Parra saw action on the hill tonight for the Great Falls Dodgers. So hopefully we'll have a big crowd here to root the Trappers on. Tonight only 2,485 in attendance, but the chance for the ring tomorrow night here at Dierks Field. Dave Marcon, the left-hander, we'll get the start for the Salt Lake Trappers. The pregame show at 6:50, game time at 7 o'clock. I'd like to thank Lloyd Black, another great job engineering tonight. And Lloyd, you got one more night, buddy, as the Trappers try to pick up the championship. Once again, the final score from Dierks Field tonight, game 2 of the championship series. The Salt Lake Trappers 3, the Great Falls Dodgers 2. Kurt Wilson saying so long until tomorrow night.
You've been listening to the Scoreboard Show on Call 910. Keep it tuned all summer long to Salt Lake Trappers baseball right here on Call 910.